this all comes from this. So, what I've done again, I've taken the doctrines out of the Bible, and I'm going to use the doctrine to deceive you away from what? From trusting God. People, there's the simplicity. We just all, don't let anyone take you away from the simplicity. Here's the simplicity. Trust in God. That's how I was saved. That's how I'm going to live. That's how simple it is. Now, that's how simple it is. We got a whole book that says it over and over and over and over and over. And we got a whole book that shows how people reject it, reject it, reject it, and are deceived away from it with this. With some type of teaching. It isn't a matter of not going to the Bible to do this. It's simply a matter of using things in the Bible to deceive people away from trusting Him. So, you just have to stay with that simplicity of understanding. What's the issue here? This is the issue. And if somebody's trying to take me away from trusting Him, by which I can have that power, have Him working in my life, it's wrong. Abandon it. Abandon it. But others sound so good. Point 7. Deceit is found throughout the Word of God in man leaving God. Now, when I say man leaving God, I don't mean he's out at the honky-tonk. What I mean is when man leaves God, I'm talking about religion. I'm talking about legalism. I'm talking about self-righteousness. I'm talking about this whole idea of I do for God. I do for God. There are so many people that are so concerned with their, they're so deceived in this whole thing, they're so concerned about their own self-righteousness, they will hurt other people. And we'll start into that tomorrow night when we study spiritual love. When you do love, and when I say that, I mean, when you do spiritual love, you will not hurt another human being in a wrongful way. You can do righteousness and hurt. You can do right. You can try to be religious and self-righteous and legalistic and say, oh, this is what God says, and I can show you in the Bible all the things, and start judging and hurting others with your self-righteousness. But if you're doing spiritual love, if you're loving as Christ loved, see, it will not do it. It's impossible. Love will protect in that respect. So, deceit is found throughout the Word of God in man leaving God. Let's look up just a few of them, and then we'll move on. But I want you to see some of these things in the Word of God, get you rolling into various passages. Look at Psalm 10. Let's go to Psalm 10. Psalm 10. All right, Psalm 10. Why dost thou stand afar off, O Lord? Why dost thou hide thyself in times of trouble? In pride, the wicked hotly pursue the afflicted. Let them be caught in the plot which they have devised. Now, who's devising it? It's the pride, the proud, against who? The afflicted. People, let me just go through something in the Bible with you, and you'll see it in this. So often, in the Word of God, you're going to have a great contrast. You're going to have those who are strong against those who are weak. You're going to have those who are what we'll call fat, and that's the biblical word for healthy, against those who are sick. You've got those who are rich against those who are poor. And this thing